So we'll move right into walking. And then maybe when we come back, we'll have some time for what I call reports from the field. That's you saying what's happening for you. And or questions. But let's just kind of continue with this flow of practice and then come back and do that. So so basically ignore what you see on the schedule. We're just going to be together for the morning, coming in and out of sitting and walking. Okay, so for the walking, it seems like it might have stopped raining a little bit, so you could go outside. I will ring the bell in about 30 minutes just right out in front of the hall, so don't go too far afield, so where you could hear it. You can also stay inside, I think, here in the sacristy. You can go back and forth in the back of the hall. So folks who have moved cushions there, if you can move those out so people can walk. And I think also probably in the halls, is the basement being used? Oh, the basement's open too. It is. Okay. So the basement, you can't. There's people in the hall downstairs. So finding a place to walk, and it's just going to be, you know, whatever walking is for you. You know, the kind of formal way to do this is to find a path. Like, so if you're in the sacristy, you'll go back and forth, or here, back and forth across. So you just find some paces, 15, 10 paces. And this practicing of just being a body, right? So having just this general sense of inhabiting, attuning, attending to your body. So you're standing here. And, like, keep it really simple, right? Like, not too much effort. It's like, can you feel your body right now? Like, that simple, right? It's not like you have to, we don't have to put that much effort in to actually just notice that you're sitting here. And then noticing that you're standing. The effort can be in pulling our minds back to noticing that, right? So we're feeling our bodies, and then you're just feeling what it's like to walk. You know, just all the sensations, the movement of walking. You can play around with the speed of your walking. Like, if you're just notice how the speed of your walking affects how much you can connect. So you can go fast, you can go slow, you might start fast, go slower, you know, just play. See what works for you to stay kind of with some attention and connection with your body. And I will invite us, so when you're going along the path, most of the attention just in the felt sense, the interoception, feeling that I have a body that's walking. And then when you pause at the end of your walk, you can open the attention a little bit wider. So you might take a moment and look around, that kind of just receiving the sights, sounds, if you smell anything. So you can just open it up to the other senses, and then turning. More gathering the attention in the felt sense. Pausing, letting it be more open. This is kind of like your break, you know? Just like chill out, okay, look around. Coming in. So that just can help us not get too like tight around the attention. So you can be more in the body, just walking, and then allow it to open up when you pause and turn. Okay, so I'll ring the bell in about 30 minutes around and in front. And also just as you're doing this, like you still have a body even as you're walking to where you're going to walk, right? And standing and so just seeing if, like, you can just have some sense of, like, okay, I'm going to stand up. Now I'm walking to where I'm walking. You know, just this kind of natural being in your body. Okay. All right.